Abbott's office submitted what's known as a federal 1115 waiver, which, if approved, would allow the state to receive and redistribute federal Medicaid dollars to facilities that do not provide abortion services. The Healthy Texas Women's Program was created as a way for the governor's office to fund obstetric and gynecological clinics that did not provide abortion care. Clinics like the Institute for Women's Health in San Antonio, which provides OBGYN exams and screenings, as well as follow-up care. The program's chief operations officer, Susan Griffith.
The lower-income population will not seek health care because they cannot afford it. So with women, this can lead to lots of issues, including prenatal problems, GYN problems. So with this program in place, we're able to offer those services and make sure that they're staying on top of their health needs.
The Trump administration decided that the freedom of choice provision under Medicaid would be permitted, allowing states like Texas to exclude Planned Parenthood and other facilities providing abortion services from receiving federal Medicaid funding. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a national organization which advocates for women's access to abortion services, estimates that Texas serves 44,000 fewer women since Planned Parenthood was excluded from the program. Yvonne Gutierrez is the executive director for the advocacy group Planned Parenthood Texas Votes.
We have seen what has happened in Texas when you are banning Planned Parenthood from being able to provide care. Women are losing access to care.
But Joe Poyman, executive director for the Texas Alliance for Life, says Texas taxpayers should not be forced to fund facilities that perform abortions.
We don't think they should be funded through tens of millions of dollars with our tax dollars, and they should not be the ambassadors of that program and promote abortion to low-income women.
Abortion rights advocates believe if the Trump administration approves the governor's request, it will likely result in a federal lawsuit. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.